want more. Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Alright, welcome to Living in Your Body for Life. My name is Jerome Scarrow.
Shaquana Hamilton.
Jamal Conway. And today's episode is Stuck on It. Don't let it stick on you.
Today our guest speaker will be Mrs. Jacqueline Scarrow Ackerson. She is a social worker at the Metropolitan Family Services.
There used to be, in the 80s, the Just Say No campaign, which, if you're old enough to remember that, it's something that was started where it was Just Say No, and it was having to do with drugs. And now it's just not that easy. It's not that simple. Things were more innocent in a way at that time, so it was easier to say no. Now it's something where it's kind of foisted, it's forced upon children and adults.
Do you encounter drugs?
Yes, wherever I have, because I didn't find a way to end up in school.
Okay, how do you keep away from drugs?
I just keep away from the people who do drugs and don't do it.
So, you know, if it's something that can't be avoided, it's finding ways of managing it and getting involved with people who are in a situation of power that they can help you cope with it. If it's other family members, if it's police in the community, if it's social service workers.
What are some of the positive ways you deal with things you can't control?
I like talking to other people. I mean, talking to other people about certain things I'm going through, like that's my age, whatever, and they can relate to what, you know, what I'm saying. That helps me a lot.
Just tapping into whomever could be an advocate or who could be someone that could make a difference and help you manage and change it.
So you talk about substance abuse. What type of substance abuse would you be talking about?
Well, you know, one of the things it seems like is that it's a way of self-medicating.
Okay.
A lot of times when there's a lot of pressure or feeling stressed, feeling overwhelmed, kind of not knowing what to do with things, these things like alcohol or marijuana or other drugs are used as a way to decrease, to avoid, to minimize the stress that the kids may be dealing with. And it's kind of a way of self-medicating.
I like to draw to help me calm down.
Do you write poetry?
I write songs.
You write songs?
Yeah.
So what drugs were most popular when you were in high school?
Okay, things were much simpler when I was in high school because the most that I remember the kids at my high school, if they did have a substance issue, was marijuana or alcohol. And that may be something that they were using to deal with stress. It was done socially, different things like that. There were people that we knew of that may be using cocaine, but that was something that was rarely happening at that time.
How do you personally keep away from it?
I just pray and ask God. I have the Holy Ghost, so the Holy Ghost keeps me away from drugs.
So what type of drugs do you notice that are more like, you know, more used today?
At this point, things are more at a crisis state. And there's much more available to people, and it's much more available at a cost that is less expensive now. People are still using marijuana and alcohol, but it seems like when teenagers are using these substances, it seems like it's more on a social level.
Okay.
They may do it in groups. Or in some ways, you know, it's kind of a rites of passage, which is a new thing. It's not a positive thing, but it's a new thing that is seems to be happening.
How do you keep away from drugs?
Well, I just think positive and hang around with kids who don't smoke.
And then the more serious drugs that are being used are cocaine, our crack, our crystal meth, our PCP, even heroin. Kids also seem to maybe abuse over-the-counter drugs. The other thing that I've noticed too is that sometimes household things have been misused as inhalants.
How do you try to keep a positive mind if all you see around you are drugs, sex, abuse, rape, murder, and other negative violence surrounding you?
Read and help my cousin.
Some of the positive ways I deal with things is writing poetry because I love to write poems. And I like dancing. I like to dance. I like making up stuff.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of different ways that teenagers and adults misuse drugs or other chemicals for dealing with difficult situations.
It's about that time again when you gotta start deciding on college you wanna go to.
Don't remind me.
Man, you have any mind that you were thinking about going to?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Miami University, the University of Miami, and then Michigan State, Florida A&M, University of Chicago, and Chicago State. What about you?
Man, you know, being the type of person that waits to the last minute, I'm still trying to decide myself, you know. And there's so many choices I have to go through. I just gotta finally, you know, sit down and make up my mind on what I really, really want to do. And all these scholarships out here, man, you know, you just gotta figure out which one I want to apply for, you know. What about you?
True. I got a Jackie Robinson scholarship. Yeah, they pay for college 4 years. That's good, though, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
What up, y'all?
What's up?
Another long day at school. Man, I couldn't even eat lunch today. I'm in the line. Here come the paramedics. They go in the girl's bathroom because they found some girl laid out with her finger down her throat.
What?
She probably got bulimia.
Bulimia?
Yeah, that's when you eat and you force yourself to throw up. That's the eating disorder. Then it's another one called anorexia. That's when you force yourself not to eat. You starve yourself to death. They like, especially like models, how they so skinny and stuff and how so many people want to be like them.
I think she said she wants to be a model.
Yeah, a lot of people want to be like Tyra Banks since she's so skinny. But maybe she's not so confident about herself and she want to lose some weight, so she forced herself not to eat. But if she got that problem, she should tell a friend, family member. Or if she's not comfortable with that, then a counselor. But she should tell somebody about it. We don't want her to stay that skinny.
You mean skinny like one of them crackheads, huh? Man, I'm telling you. You know, I know people like that. You know, I have people like that in my family, but I wouldn't say it's pretty much of an eating disorder. I'd probably say it's more of a drug and alcohol abuse problem, you know. They get to the point where they just let it take over their lives. They just let it control themselves, you know. Every day, in and out, the same thing, over and over. They drink, they smoke, whatever, you know. And it just gets to the point where they just causing more harm to themselves and they can't see themselves just slowly deteriorating away. And, you know, they start getting to the point where they just have to have it, you know. It's an addiction, it's a habit from now on. It's a part of their everyday life. You know, they start doing whatever they have to get their little fix. Day in and day out, they'll steal, they'll take things from people. You know, they don't care who they hurt, you know, they're not worried about who they hurt, just as long as they get what they need to get through the rest of their day, you know. They'll sit up in front of the TV, just drink their cares away, and then, you know how you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, you know. You know what's best for them, but, you know, you can't always, you know, show them that, you know. You can just, you know, give your opinion and hope, you know, for the best of that, you know. So, you know, just sitting there watching them slowly deteriorate, you know, that hurts you, but you know, you just can only be there for him. That's about as much as you can do for him, really, you know? Mm-hmm.
Another thing is video games. My little nephews, they 7 and 5. All they do is all day sit in front of the TV and play that video game. I mean, like they under mind control. They can't even move. I be like, go to the bathroom. They just tweet. Worst thing though is cell phones.
Man.
I hate when people just be on the cell phone all day texting, talking, everything. Ooh, perfect example right
there.
That sounds
like an addiction right there.
Yeah.
Not really.
I can't tell. You stuck on that phone all day, don't you?
It's not my fault people call me all the time.
I just don't want to admit it. Another thing is Walkmans. My cousin, all he do every day is stay with his headphones on, no matter where he go, in the bathroom, in the front room, outside, at school, everywhere you see him, you're gonna see them headphones on his head. It makes me wanna laugh sometimes, but it's like, it hurt him, take it off. He almost punched me one time when I touched his headphones. I'm talking about, boy, you need help. But for real, these addictions ain't cool. For those of you who didn't catch the message, this was a little skit about addictions. Addictions are when you are like stuck on one thing and you can't get off of it, when you do it excessively, too much. You need to do more than one thing. I hope we have helped you and that you may think twice and think wisely before you get addicted to something.
We hope you have enjoyed our series and a recap on our segments. Our first segment was on introducing the series. Our categories were breast cancer and personal team breast cancer story. Our guest speakers were Dr. Sarah Geller and Nakia Hammond, and our interviews for that were Jamal and Deja. Our second segment was on stress and fitness. Our categories were dealing with stresses of everyday life as a teen, transition from 8th grade to high school to college, and our guest speakers were Mrs. Jackie Scarborough and Mrs. Claude Satterfield. And our interviewers were Jamal and Jerome. Our third segment was on taking care of your body. And those categories were staying healthy, respect yourself and others. And our guest speakers were Mr. Jackie Scarborough and Mr. Claude Satterfield. And the interviewers were Jerome and Jamal. Our fourth segment was on the environment. Our subcategories were asthma and allergies. And our guest speakers for that was Dr. Leroy Graham, interviewed by Shaquan Hamilton. And our fifth segment was on Stuck On It, Don't Let It Stick On You. And we covered eating disorders, drugs and alcohols, and addictions to electronics. And all of us were included at Jerome, Shaquana, and Jamal. Thank you for tuning in to our series. And remember that you only have one body, and you're living in that for your life.
Welcome back to the stage. Say it.